now, but you'll fill in the blanks. You know, what's your annual, what do you want your annual revenue to be? And when you learn our sort of, administration system, by the way, I apologize that some of you had to miss Ellen Rohr's session yesterday, but you can watch the replay. Sorry about that. We just, scheduling. That's, if you want to pray for us, number one challenge that we have, phenomenal products, scheduling. Period. My schedule, Santi's schedule, scheduling. Anyway, go through that because she's doing an 8-week course right now in the inner circle on understanding your numbers. So the way that it works is when you understand what profit you want to make, you understand what your overhead is, you understand what your cost of doing business is, you can set the right sales goal. If I want to make more money and take more money out of the company so I can build a house or do whatever it is that I want to do, if I want to raise my income, then I've got to raise my sales goal. If I want to hire somebody, if I need to hire some marketing reps, which I highly recommend that you do, and Santi will be talking to you about that later today. Not only referral marketing reps, but we have a whole team of people that do a lot of our social media, a lot of our Facebook stuff and all of that as well. We also use outside services. We contract people to do internet marketing stuff for us because you can't do everything yourself. So if you're going to hire somebody or you're going to outsource to somebody, then you need to generate more income in order to pay for that so you don't have to take that out of your profit. Does that make sense? How are you going to do that? Through marketing, implementing more and more and more and more marketing. So you got to understand your phenomenal money. I ran into Dave yesterday. Santi was up here teaching, and I'd gone out to do a couple things and for a meeting, actually, and I was coming back in here, and Dave was going to exercise, and he goes, "Man, that's Santiago. Wow." But that kid sat over there, created the header image for the group, set up the group, went around and invited everybody into the group. He's just like, wow. And I told him, I said, I only got Santiago, but I got three more millennials that are right behind him. Aliki, our marketing director, she's 26. She started with us at 21. And she's just like off the charts. So she not only does our referral marketing stuff, but she's doing our social media. Just yesterday, she had tweaked our email marketing newsletter and sent it out for the first time, and she's like, yay, we got record opt-ins and record open rate, and I mean, they just want to win. And they're young, so they know all the, you know, the digital stuff. And then we got Victoria, who's handling a whole big, huge new campaign that we have, plus everything else, all of our other phenomenal products marketing. She's in her 20s. I call her the marketing ninja. Then I got one that just started with us. Check this out. I mean, you're gonna want people, and you're gonna need people. That's what Santi's gonna talk to you about today, is building a phenomenal marketing dream team. I got several more too, but I could talk about our people all day. How many of you know our Inner Circle member, Ruth Hoyt? She's a wildlife photographer in South Texas. Did anybody? Huh? She's a phenomenal wildlife photographer from South Texas. Thank you very much. And so did anybody meet her intern, Dana, who came to the conference a couple times? So the second time she comes, of course, Santiago says something like, well, if you ever find yourself wanting to move to Houston, guess what? She ends up going to University of Houston. On Facebook, go back to yesterday, on Facebook, she posts this picture with a University of Houston thing. I've been accepted to the University of Houston. I'm like, you are going to apply at Phenomenal Products, correct? And she was like, absolutely. Set up the interview. She's going to work part-time for the summer.